Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we're continuing our discussion of the fact that Jesus came to earth to establish the reign of God in men and through men on this earth. And we're specifically focusing on God reigning in us by his life because we're born of God. Now, by this point in our series, this is probably the sixth or seventh lesson. I've already covered tons of information, and I would like to repeat it all right now because what I'm going to say today is dependent on what I've already said, but obviously we'd get nothing done if I repeated everything I've already said every time I started talking. So we're going to kind of just jump in here. Jesus came to earth and died on the cross and rose again to make transformation possible, to make it possible to turn sinners into holy, righteous sons and daughters of God. See, that's why God created us. He made us, he made human beings in such a way that we can receive eternal life, which is the life in God, the uncreated life in God himself. God made us so that we can receive him into our being, him by his life into our being, and then that life produce a transformation in us, transform us inwardly from sinners into sons and daughters of God. Jesus is the pattern for God's family. Jesus shows us what sons and daughters of God look like. We left off yesterday making that point. Jesus is God become a man without ceasing to be God. While on earth he did not live as God, he lived as a man in union with the life of his Father in him. And as a man, Jesus encountered the trials and tribulations of life. But in every circumstance, he had wisdom to deal with what came his way. He had provision and peace when he needed it. He had power to set men and women free wherever he went. He changed what could be changed, and he went through what couldn't be changed in victory. And he did it all by the life and power of God in him. He shows us what it looks like. He is the standard for Christian behavior. Now, it's God's plan that we become his sons through the new birth and then be transformed into the image of Christ. Romans chapter 8, verse 39 says, "For whom he did foreknow," that's God the Father, "whom God the Father knew about beforehand, he also destined or decided beforehand that we should be conformed to the image of his Son." Jesus is the pattern for God's family. Before God formed the earth, he planned that we would be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Now, this word conformed in the Greek means having the same form as another. We don't become Jesus, we become like him in character and power. Romans chapter 8, 29 here, let me read it out of the Amplified. It says, "For those whom he foreknew, of whom he was aware and loved beforehand, he also destined from the beginning, foreordaining them to be conformed." I'm sorry, I read it wrong. "He also destined them from the beginning to be molded into the image of his Son and share inwardly his likeness, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." Share inwardly his likeness. Inwardly. God transforms us from sinners into sons from the inside out. Sometimes people say, "Oh, God's working on me." Well, I understand what people are saying, but actually that's not correct. He doesn't work on anybody. He works in us. In us. He comes into us by his life and spirit at the new birth, and he works from the inside out. His life comes into us into our spirit, into our innermost being at the new birth, and initiates a process of transformation that's ultimately going to make us like Jesus in every part of our being from the inside out. Now, we'll get back to that in just a minute. The word, the Greek word translated conformed here, he predestined that we be conformed to the image of Christ. This particular word is used one other time in the scripture to describe what happens to our bodies at the return of Jesus. Philippians 3:21, Paul talked about how we wait for the Lord from heaven, who shall change our body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. That word fashioned there is the same Greek word translated conformed over in Romans 8. We're waiting for Jesus to come and change our bodies. Our bodies are going to be made alive with the uncreated eternal life of God, made like Jesus's resurrection body, beyond the touch of corruption and death. Now, that's a whole can of worms for another day. But my point is, an inward transformation begins when you're born again, and it's ultimately going to be completed with the total transformation of your body. Every trace of corruption and death in your physical body will be removed, and your body, it'll still be your body, but it'll be your body alive with the uncreated life of God, taken beyond the reach of corruption and death. We don't become Jesus, we become the person God created us to be, born of him, fully free from every trace of sin, corruption, and death in every part of our being, and fully glorifying to him in everything we think, do, or say. That's your destiny. Transformation. I was talking to someone at church yesterday. They love God, they're truly born of God, that inward change has taken place. How do we know? Well, here's a big way we know. When this person sins, it bothers them that they sin. And it never used to bother them. That's true of me. I didn't get saved till I was 24. My sin never bothered me until I was transformed inwardly in my spirit, until the life of God came into me. And then I felt bad when I failed God. I told this person, and they understood and they agreed, that the fact that they feel bad when they sinned is evidence of an inward transformation. Now, they aren't changed on the outside yet. This person has aged. I mean, they're closer to the end than the beginning. You can see the effects of age in their body. They, like all of us, occasionally have thoughts they shouldn't have, and they say things they shouldn't say, and they do things they shouldn't do. But see, God's working from the inside out, and ultimately, her body's going to be freed from every trace of old age. Her mind is going to be completely, completely surrendered to the will of God, and all the goofy thoughts will go. Her emotions will be fully glorifying to God, and every action she takes and every word she speaks will be fully glorifying to God. A process is underway. Now, the very next verse, Romans 8:30, tells us, it actually delineates the process by which God makes sons and daughters like Jesus. It says, for whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. God calls us, justifies us, and glorifies us. He calls us or invites us to our destiny. A plan has existed since before we were born, a plan that has been unfolding since man fell in the Garden of Eden, a plan that will be completed. He who has begun a good work in you will complete it. God then justifies us. To be justified means to be made just as if you never sinned. Through the cross of Christ, God satisfied divine justice in regard to your sin and my sin. And when we put faith in Christ and his sacrifice on the cross, our sins are remitted or wiped out. And God can then justify us or acquit us. To be justified means to be acquitted. When someone is acquitted, all charges are dropped because of lack of evidence of wrongdoing. Let me read Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. This is out of Phillips' translation. Jesus has utterly wiped out the written evidence of broken commandments which always hung over our head, and has completely annulled it by nailing it to the cross. Let me read that again. He has utterly wiped out the written evidence of broken commandments which always hung over our heads, and has completely annulled it by nailing it to the cross. Your sins have been wiped out, and God has acquitted you, dropped all charges against you because there's no evidence that you did anything wrong. You are now justified or made just as if you never sinned. He calls you, he justifies you, and he glorifies you. To be glorified means to be made alive with the life of God in every part of our being. Or glorified human nature alive with the life of God. See, that's the plan, that God's life ultimately transform every part of your being. We said this yesterday, but it bears repeating. Healing is God by his life reigning in your body. Peace is God by his life reigning in your mind and in your emotions. Holy living is God by his life reigning in your flesh. If Jesus is your Lord and Savior today, if you've bowed your knee to him, acknowledged him as your Savior and Lord, you've been born again. Something came into you that wasn't in you before. That something is eternal life, the uncreated life in God himself. 1 John 5:11 says, "And this testimony is that God has given us eternal life, and this life is given through union with his Son." You are a branch of the vine, and you now partake of the life of the vine. The life of the vine is in you. These aren't just church words. These aren't just cliches meant to be cross-stitched on a wall plaque and hung up in the bathroom. No, this is reality. You have something in you, working in you. God works in you and through you by his life. And a process of transformation is underway that's ultimately going to make you like Jesus in every part of your being. Now, I realize your mind and your body have not yet been directly affected, but it is God's desire that these inward changes show up outwardly and affect our mind, our emotions, and our body. That happens increasingly as you get your mind renewed. We'll pick it up right here tomorrow. Amen.
You have been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619.